Sukkah, Yud Iyar, Hutoshim, and Aleph, May 14, 1981,
on Thursday. Shiro means, in other words, a tree that was planted. Rishim Abrizor was dedicated in the planting from the very outset. It was dedicated to Abrizor. So, like this, the Isel of Tashmish Abrizor does not apply to Mechudah. Now, a tree that's Mechudah. But there is a special halacha, a special verse apostle to Nigal Tashim. That's a tree that was planted for Abrizor. So, it's a Sabanoi. It's a Sabanoi, and it requires beer, it requires rain. Yiran Dachas, so this flower of Yiran Dachas, what Yiran Dachas? In other words, if the rain of Anshir Yir were really the Abizore, with Asroyim, Kavos Asroyim. And so then, so the Rishoyim of Yiran Dachas are high risk. The Tzadikim, of course, are not high risk. But the flower, the property, the essence of the Anshir Yiran Dachas, even the essence of the Tzadikim of Yiran Dachas, is also a Sabbath. Is also a Sabbath. Now, where is the law for against Hanuyah from Abrizore? That is implicit in the posik of this Loi Sovim Te'evel Bisek. So that means do not incorporate the Pshidish Omikhov, the Sovim Te'evel Bisek, means do not incorporate the Te'evel into your property. In other words, not to have Hanuyah. So if somebody has Hanuyah from Abrizore, it's Chayu Malchus, the Rambam says. And then there is another law. There is another law. So if somebody has his name from Abizor, he's in a tula. We saw the table with Secho and we don't be yot from Umum Achira. But the person, the law of the Sovi table with Secho has reference only to Abizor. But we don't be yot from Umum Achira and he's naked. And that's in the parashe of Yiran Dachas. So that is reference to both. To Yiran Dachas and to Abizor. We saw it in Bisecho refers exclusively to Abizor, not to Yiran Dachas. But we don't go to Mumen Achire refers to everything that has a Shem Chire. What is a Shem Chire? Abizor. So Abizor has a Shem Chire. Yiran Dachas also has a Shem Chire. So, if someone is named from Abrizor, he's in a Tula. If somebody is named from Nirsimir and Dahas, he's in a Roma. And he's Chayim Malchus for the Dovid of Nahir. So, now, Abrizor requires Bio, and the Slav of Iran Dahas, even if it belongs to Sadiki, also requires Bio. So, Lune Bagos Vayomish Bosk. Now we have two Gioses in the Gemara. The Giose of Teisves, of Rashi and Teisves, and probably most of Shemis, that the reason is why Shelashi Rom Shaliran Dachas is possible is because of Ktusevach Teshur. There is a law that anything that required that has a shield. Now, a Lulev has a shield. What is the shield of Lulev? Fourth Lulev. So in other words, if the lulav is less than four tvochim long, so it's possible. So anything esrit requires a shiur. Everything hodes arove requires a shiur. So anything that requires a shiur, there is aroche ktuse mech bashur. Something that is destined, that is aiming to be destroyed. So it's considered as if it had already been destroyed, as if it had already been gone. As if it had already been wrong. So in Mele, Shalashiro, Shalani Dachas, in view of the fact that Lulev required heavy shiur, and Ashiro near Dachas requires Biu, so to select the shiur, so the shiur is left. And according to the Gilse of the Rambam, Tetzvis rejects the Gilse. But according to the Gilse of the Rambam in the Gemore, so the reason is why Ashiro near Dachas is possible is because of Mitzvah Bobavir. Now, Tinsa says that the psul of Mitzvah Bo Mavir doesn't apply to Ashir on Yiran Dachas. Why not? Because Mitzvah Bo Mavir only applies to a case where the Avera is because the Sibbe of the Mitzvah. In other words, Lulev HaGozer. Guru Bhagavata. So, if not for the fact that he doesn't, that an avera was done in that lulav, would he be able to hold a lulav? Why is he able to have to hold a lulav? Because he gazled it from the nixel. So the melee, there is a connection between the avera and the mitzvah. If not for the avera, the maisa mitzvah would be impossible. Would be impossible under his circumstances. Not that it would be impossible. Let's say, suppose it's Yom Tov Sheni, so Shol is kosher, so it's still possible. He could have borrowed it from him in Yom Tov Rishni, so it's mamish impossible. But in Yom Tov Sheni, Shol is kosher. He could have, so Shimon, instead of gazling the lulav from Ruvein, he could have asked him, please lend me the lulav. But under the circumstances. So, the possibility of the Maisa Mitzvah of Lulev took place through the Avir of Tehra, because he didn't lend it to him, he gathered that money. So in other words, there is a connection between the Mitzvah and the Avir. The Avir is a Sive of the Mitzvah. There we say, Mitzvah of Avir, Masha'iki Lulev Shlasheo. So, he planted the palm tree, Lishim Avrizot. That was his kavanah when he planted the palm tree. So is that palm branch, the lulav, capable of being used as a chepzer of mitzvah because of his avere? Suppose he wouldn't have planted it, Rishim Avrizore, it's still the same lulav could have been used for the mitzvah. So now there is no connection between the avere that was done and the mitzvah. It's just a coincidence. And Avera was done with that tree from which the lulav was detached. But there is no connection. So the Avera is not a cause, is not a sibe. Is not a sibe of the mitzies, of the mitzvah, of the possibility of being the kind of mitzvah. So in Mele, we do not say mitzvah above Avera. And the only reason as to why lulav shlasheo is possible is because of ktuse nefeshu. But the Rambam still says in Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam, and in Yom HaZokah, in Pirush HaMishneh he spells it out more explicitly, saying it's because of mitzvah above Avera, even though there is no connection between the Avera and the mitzvah. So the Shkes HaRambam is that even when there is no connection between the Avera and the mitzvah, we still apply the halacha of mitzvah above Avera. Alright. Niktam Reish, Nifritzu Olo, Posel. Now Niktam Reish means that the leaves were chopped off on top. Now, there is a machlik, there are two machines in Teisves, it's a machlik as a machine. According to one machine in Teisves, Niktam Reishe only implies if most of the leaves of the lulav were chopped off on top. But suppose only a mute of the leaves were chopped off. Even though the central leaf that stems out from the shevre was among them, so that was chopped off, so it's not possible. Only if most of the leaves, but if just mute of the leaves, even if in the mute is included the central leaf, so it's not possible. There is another washing case, that of course, if most of the leaves were chopped off, then it's possible, even if the central leaf was not chopped off. But if the central leaf was chopped off, even though most of the leaves are intact and not chopped off, it's also possible. Now, that's Nichtam Reishe. Nifritzu Olo, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. What does it mean? What does it mean, Nifritzu Olo? According to Rashi, Nifritzu Olo means that, again, you have the same machlekes l'shenim as whether it applies only to most of the leaves, but not to a mute of the leaves. Even if the central leaf that stems out from the shedre is included in them, or it applies not only to most leaves, to the central leaf. So that's another machlekes. But there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. What does it mean, Nifritzu Olo? Whether it applies to most of the leaves or to the central leaf, it's another question. But what does it mean? Nifritzolov. According to Rashi, Nifritzolov means that the leaves were detached from the shetar completely. I should have brought with me a ruler, I don't do it. So, in other words, just detach. Just detach. According to Tetzes, of course, it's needless to mention that that would be possible. But that even though it was not detached, the leaves were not detached from the shetar. But, in other words, the Gemara says that if it's all of means, Omet ke chupche. Chupche means a broom. So they use, Bisman Agmora, they used palm branches as brooms to sweep the floor. To sweep the floor. So Mele, then the Gemara says that if it's all of is Omet ke chupche. And Hutzia means that you detach a leaf from the shepherd. So he mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Bava Kama that Hutzia bav the Chufye. So according to Tesis, it means like this. Support now, every leaf in the Ruin, an average leaf, is double in the form of twins. Each single leaf is double, it's the humus, there's a humus. So it's in the form of a twin. Now, suppose most of the leaves. So the double was separated, even though it still remained, all the leaves are attached to the shepherd. But each leaf of most of the leaves, so was separated to Reuben. It doesn't mean it has to be separated completely up to the end, but was separated to Reuben. That is Nifridzol. Alright. Nifridolo is kosher. Suppose it is yours. Nifritu, they are spread apart, but they are not detached in any way, so then it's kosher. Rabbi Yudei Meryag, then Omer Milo, that if they are spread apart, so you should take a leaf and tie it around, so that the leaves will be joined together. See, they are a basal chair. That means it's a mubev in which the leaves are very small. So in other words, the leaves are not coextensive with the shetre, but you have one leaf coming out here, and then, let's say, you have one leaf that comes out here, and it ends here. Then you have another leaf that comes out here, and then here. So that is Sinei Hara Barzal Sheres. Ruben, the Gemara makes certain limitations. Certain limitations when we say Sinei Hara Barzal. Ruben, Sheyesh Beshleshat Vochim, Laneya Beikosha. So that means Sheyesh Beshleshat Vochim, it really means four Vochim. In other words, because you have to be the Hadassim and the Arobes and the Ruben. So the shield of the Hadassim and the Arobes is three Vochim. And there has to be one tefach over and above the size of the hadassim and the aroves in order they should be able to be naneya in the tefach that is protrudes over and above the three tvochim hadassim aroves. Now we see from this, as from other mishnas, we see that minuyim is not a simple thing. Minuyim is not just a minute. Minuyim. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis. Minuyim. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis in the rice. In other words, suppose a Jew will take a lure, he will not be in a lure. But he'll just take it. He'll be the kind of mitzvah rice. There's no doubt. But it will not be a mitzvah namufa. With the rice, it will not be a mitzvah namufa. So in other words, so one should be in Aneya Beruah in order, as a hito mitzvah, in order it should be a mitzvah mudas. That's a mitzvah kiyumis. And from this Gemara, we see that there is a mitzvah kiyumis in making minuyim, even though it's not obligatory to make minuyim in Raisa. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis, because we see that the shiur of Ruah is determined in terms of its capacity to be Nisnadeya. So if there wouldn't be any Kima Mitzvah Midraise, why should that have any significance? So we see from this that there is a Mitzvah Yumi is making Minuyim Udalu. Ruhe Bagozo. So what it means worship Yiddish for Maria Bikoshea? So it means Vitefahisa, it means fourth one. Ulabagos, Lulev Kashuk Boy, Vihoda Tone, Hodaswa, Hoda Vakanachal, Gozu Post, Ulkartem Lochem, Ksiv, Mishalochem, in other words. So Gozu is possible beyond definition because it's not Lochem, so you show his person. Rashi doesn't want to involve himself in the Machlokes because there is a Machlokes in the Gemara. Okay. Shmuel says that beyond the Shemi, Mithir Shemi, Mishomi, it's another Gozu. So anyway, Rashi. So if Rashi explained Ueba Gozu in the Mishnah on the basis of Misa Bona Vele, it would be an explanation only according to one Mandoma, to several Mandomas, not according to all the Mandomas, not according to Shmuel. And Rashi wanted to explain the Mishnah, so the Mele, Rashi explains it on the basis of Matlochem. If it's on the basis of Matlochem, so then it's only Shayach. We can't come to preach, not to come to Yosheim. But, according to Adam and Omas, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Shini Yehoi. So then it is possible even in the Shein, because of Mitzvah Bo Mavele. But Rashi didn't want to involve himself in the Machlekes. So, because of that, Rashi mentioned the time that is a little cool. Alright. Yomesh, why is Yomesh possible? The Bino Mitzvah Mulderes, the Chzi Vandei. Now, this is Israeli Kamarash. He says, because Zekir Ivan Veinu is only Lechatchile, and it's not possible to have it. It's not possible to have it. And here he says, Kimucha Pelikame, Damer Rabbonon, Lulev Mitzvah Leidei, Mishim Shenema Zekir Ivan Veinu, Lo Yigde Yiskosha, Lo Yigde Yiskosha. So we see that when it's an Indian of Zekir Ivan Veinu, it's only Lechatchile, not the Eved, and here it's only possible to have it. I mean, it's unreasonable to say that according to Rashi, so Lule Bayomish is only possible Chatzchila Be'eret Yiskosha. We see from the Gemara the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbanon in Shasat Chakraye. So from that Gemara we see that it's possible Be'eret also. Now, but so that stays as Kash. Now, so how does Jesus explain? The reason is why Yomish is possible, because it's not Hodo. After all, here the Torah says, Ukachtun Lochem. Only thing is, Pri Tzodor is mentioned in connection with Esrit. That's the sharing value of Esrit. Pri Tzodor. The Torah doesn't even employ the term Esrit. The Torah says Pri Tzodor. But, so that's the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah is machshel Ulev Hayomish. Even though it's not Hodor, because Rabbi Yudah says Ulev does not have to be Hodor. Where does the Torah mention Hodor in connection with Ulev? The Torah mentions Hodor in connection with Esri, not in connection with Ulev. So we don't learn out Ulev from Esri. But the Rabbanon, they say, Yalkinon, Ulev be Esri. So the way where Rashi Shiti is, of course, in regard to Esri Kayomich, Rashi would be made that we don't have to resolve to the crossing of Zekir Ibande. Because the Torah says, Pri Tzodah. But in regard to Lulev, the Torah doesn't say Hodor in regard to Lulev, but the Rabbon and Rabbi Yudah high time says in Hanam Lulev by Yomish Koshe. But the Rabbon say, we learn out. So Rashi Shiti is, what does it mean we learn out? Because of the posik of Zekir Ivan Veinu, so in Mele we apply the psul of Eile Hodor to Lulev also. We learn how it seems Kapis Morin is mentioned next to Pri Tzodah, so maybe it's a Hekesh, like Yotzam Hoysom. That's the way Tesis explains it. But according to Rashi, so now the Yudah does not deduce Lulev from Esrit. So even the Rabbanon who do deduce Lulev, they make an analogy between Lulev and Esrit, so it's on the basis of Zekir Ivan Veil. But the other question is, but if it's on the basis of Zekir Ivan Veil, so it should only be Lechatchile, and Tesis mentions the Raya, because there is a machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yudah as to whether Lulev Tzor Chaget or Lulev is Ein Tzor Chaget, as to whether Lulev is Tzor Chaget or Lulev is Ein Tzor Chaget, and Rabbi Yudah says that Lulev is Tzor Chaget. Why Tzor Chaget? Because of Hodor. And Rabbanon The Rabbanim say in Torah Chagig, but mitzvah b'avodah. Why is it mitzvah b'avodah only l'chatchila? Because of Zekili Rambeil. So the Eved is not possible. So the Neva Yomim should also be only possible l'chatchila. So the Eved, and obviously, Yom Hud and Lur Rayomim should be according to Rashi will be possible Eved. So that does not present such a strong Kashi. Because we find Zekili Rambeils that involve and exude the Eved also. Now there is, in other words, Not all the Zekeli Ramveyus are the same. So in other words, there are two types of Zekeli Ramveyu. There is one kind of Zekeli Ramveyu which does not imply any imminent halacha in the mitzvah, but something that is extraneous to the mitzvah. For example, the Gemara says, Sifatonoi, Tfilnoi, Sukkono, and everything. So suppose someone would build a sukkah. Build a sukkah, and it will not be beautiful. It will be very primitive wood, and the schach will be very crude, primitive schach. Not beautiful. Aesthetically, it's not beautiful. He'll be the kind of it. And it's bishleimus. There will not be any diminution in the kima mitzvah. Even if he'll make it, out of very awkward kind of wood with many edges. So still, you'll be the kind of mitzvah. But so, what is the mitzvah of Zekeli Ramveyu? That's an extraneous mitzvah. It's not imminent in sukkah. In other words, if somebody will build a sukkah that is awkward and not pleasant looking, so he'll be mivatel an extraneous mitzvah of Zekeli Ramveyu. In other words, a Jew is mechuyev to make every hefzer of mitzvah, every subject matter of the mitzvah beautiful. Whether it's a sifatoh, or it's a talis, or it's a sukkah, whatever it is, it should look beautiful. But it's not imminent in the mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of sukkah per se. It's a general mitzvah. But we find certain halachas of Zekeli Ramveyu that imply an imminent halacha. For example, there is a Gemara in Gittin. That hope from the Bible. Omer Afrizi, get your cause which alone is more. They have your all of Kumis is more. Bonu the Machlik is a beautiful Rabbon. The Tani. Sir, Harei Shoy Yotzoich, Lichti with Hashem, Vinishadim Lichti with Yehudim, Vitor with Hitler with Dale, Mabe all of Kumis of the Kachi. Do not rebuke it. Rachonim Imri, Ein Hashem in Amuf. Und der Rabache bei Jakob, wie nur Leute. Ach, kann die Kamera von Rossum, die bin in Zekir, wie waren wir hier weg? Aber noch einmal, so wie er noch mal rechnet, wie den Rav Chisde und Rabache bei Jakob. Now, that involves the Shire, where the Xav und the Xav, so Xavelli is Xav, so Xavelli is not Xav. So it's the key, a Gerz, a Vator, I mean, everything, many things. So, Rav Chisde said that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbonon in regard to Hashem, in other words, suppose he had to write a shem, and he made a mistake, and he wrote Yehudim. He wrote Yehudim, but he made another mistake. In other words, two mistakes he made. He forgot. He was so absent minded. You see, he really had to write a shem, Shema Vayi. So he absent-mindedly, he thought he has to write Yehudim. So again, absent-mindedly, so if he had to write Yehudim, he thought that he had to write Yehudim, actually he had to write Hashem. But he thought that he had to write Yehudim, he had to put in a dalet. So again, absent-mindedly, he forgot to put in a dalet. So it turns out, fortunately, that he had the letters of the Shem Avayim. But in view of the fact that he was absent-minded and he thought that he was writing the Yehudeh, so maybe he was not mishchavnishim with Hashem. He didn't write with Hashem. So the question is, can he be Mavah Kulmes? On the letters of the Yudkei Vofkei and Lishem with Hashem. So the Yehudeh says, he can be Mavah Kulmes. And the Chachomim say, no, he cannot be Mavah Kulmes. So according to Rav Chisde, it's a general machlekes. The Yehudeh holds, Ksav al-Gab, Ksav is Ksav. So true, at the time he wrote the letters of the Yud Kivovke, so he didn't, wasn't mischavish in his Hashem. Now when his mother Kulnes are the same letters, so he is mischavish. So that constitutes a Ksiris Hashem, which envisions Hashem, and Rabbon hold Ksavel and Yilin Ksav. So maybe the same thing would be true, we got it. Rabbi Yaakov says no. That both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim can hold that Ksav Elyein is Ksav. So why the Chachomim say he cannot be Mother Kulnes? It's a special Gzeras HaKosu. Gabi Ksivus Hashem because of Zekeri Vavei. And here, even though in Hashem Namufra, but all the Rishonim say it's possible to have it, he doesn't have this Hashem. So the Gemara mentions the Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei, and here it's not an explaining thing, a general mitzvah, because the Shem is possible. So here it implies, here we learn out from the Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei a halacha that is imminent, an imminent halacha, in Shem. In other words, he doesn't even have Bishat Hashem. So that means that not all the halachas that are deduced from the Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei are the same. Some halachas that are deduced from the Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei only imply an extraneous aspect. So that's only a chatchila, but some halachas that are deduced from Zekeri Vavei imply an imminent aspect, like this halacha. So according to Rashi, when the Rabbon say you learn out from Esrik, so in other words, in view of the fact that there is a concept of Zekeri Vavei, we see that the Torah, if there had been a pasuk of Zekeri Vavei, so then we would say the Torah is not even makpid on view. Torah is not makpid on view. But we cannot say that the Torah is not makpid on beauty in respect to Dvar Mitzvah. We see that there is a mitzvah of Zekeri Vavei. So since the Torah, we see from Zekeri Vavei that the Torah is makpid on beauty, so maybe the Rabbonon learn out Lule and all the meaning from Esrig. Esrig, the Torah says, spells it out. It has to be beautiful. If it looks awkward and ugly, so the Hefti is possible. The Hefti is possible. So maybe the Rabbonon learn out because the same aloha of Hodo should apply to the other meaning also. Why? But the Torah doesn't mention Hodo Ligabuwe, but since there is a Gzeras HaKosu of Zekeri Vavei, so Mele will learn out that Zekeri Vavei Ligabi vis-a-vis Es Lule and the Hadassim Arobes, so it implies an imminent aspect. An imminent aspect. That's Rashi. But here it's possible, just as the Gzeras HaKosu of according to the Rabbonon, Ligabi Ksav or Gabi Ksav in Shem. So it's a psul, it's an imminent halach in Shem, that the Shem does not acquire, does not become affected with Bishas Hashem by virtue of an awkward ksivim, because Havaras Kulmes is an awkward ksivim. It's not an aesthetical ksivim when you are Mavet Kulmes. An aesthetical ksivim is when you write it at the very outset. But when you are just Mavet Kulmes and already existing ACS, that's not an aesthetic ksiv. And since there is a concept of Zekeri Vavei, so the Rabbanan say that Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei implies an imminent requirement in Shem. And since the Torah says that the Esrik has to be beautiful, so the Mele it's mistabea that because of the Pasuk of Zekeri Vavei, that the same requirement as an imminent requirement applies to the other minimum. Yovei, now. Shoashim or you or Shayt Nisi have resolved on four time. Shoam Dachas Mishal Israel for Koyet, the sea was controlled to debate. We will have for Yishio Dalit Rochim to the Kamo. We him the high Israel for Koyet, Yishio Eikayom, the Chisor of Dome. Now, what is Yovei? He didn't explain what is Yovei. So Tesis may discuss it. Actually, there are three Shittes of Hashem. There are three Shittes of Hashem. Tesis mentions Ishite. Tesis mentions Ishite. That Yobesh means Yudveshech. So Tesis rejects it. And Tesis mentions Arai. Why should any Rishi say that Yobesh means, if it is 12 months old. Lechet is 12 months. Where do we find the shiur of 12 months? That's the Gabi Yaineser. So Yaineser, in other words, if anything was made from the Pope of so, in other words, the Pope of the Kichovim, so if it's a dry Pope, so it's alright. But if it's a moist Pope, so then it has a din of Yaineser. It has a din of Yaineser. So, what is called dry Pope? If it is Yudveis Chedesh. So that's the motto. So Tesis mentions that I know we couldn't apply it to Lulav. Because the Mishnah says, Ligabe Hadassim, suppose so most of the leaves are dried up, but three twigs in the Shloisha Badi, moist. So three Badim are still moist, even though the others are Yovish. So obviously, it couldn't mean Yovish Chedesh, because if Yovish means Yovish Chedesh, now, so if one twig is Yovish Chedesh old, so all the other twigs are Yovish Chedesh old. Because you detach, you pluck it out from the karka, the whole myrtle branch, I mean. So it's impossible that one part of that myrtle branch should be Yovish Chedesh old and other one. So we see from there that vis-a-vis Hadassim, Yovish does not mean Yovish Chedesh. So Tesis says, what is Yovish? Yovish means Nifreches Bitzipere. Nifreches Bitzipere. When Yovish Bitzipere is so dry that when you start rubbing with your nail against it, so it starts to plumb. For example, sometimes you have certain swarm. You can't even use this one. The moment you turn the page and you collide with the page, so pieces start falling. That's Nifra Bitzipere. So in other words, according to Tesis, there is a very big woman, because it has to be very old in order to be Nifra Bitzipere. There is another Shkesa Rishani, that Yomish in Lulev means not only if it's Nifra Bitzipere. If Nifra Bitzipere, so of course it's Yomish. But if it changed the matter, it became white originally, so the lulav is green. But if it old, so then it becomes white, even though it's not in front of the bearer. Now, all the lulavim that are here, sinsukis, so it's not in front of the bearer, but it's certainly white. So according to Tesis, they're not possible. And according to the other chain, we say that if we change his marriage towards the slave, it is possible. However, there are mentions, another pshat, that Ulevayovish means 12 months old. But how can we explain that? Tesis mentioned a very strong bayit from Hodes, Yoshua Revolov, and Ishtayosham Shlesham Bariovi, Achim, is Ksheiro. So, how is it possible to say 12 months? Because if it's Monevshah, if one bab is not 12 months old, so all the body should not be 12 months old. I mean, it's all the body are on the same earth of branch. So, obviously, according to these Rishonim, there is a difference between the criterion of Yovish in respect to Hodes and the criterion of Yovish in respect to Adassim. So, insofar as Adassim are concerned, no Rishon will say that it means Yudveis Chedesh, because that we can see from the Gemara of Yoshua Revolo, Vinishtayo Shom Shlisha Badi Omer Lachim, is sharing that it's possible that one Bab is Yovish, the other Bab is not Yovish. As if it's a question of a number of days, number of months, how long ago it was detached from the tree, so all the body have the same age, I mean, it's not higher. But, so, there, by Gabi Hodes, so it could be Nifra, it could be Nislabe, not in this age. Masheikin Gabi Lule, in view of the fact that in Lule, you have leaves, you have the leaves, and you have the shape. Now, there's another matter for shape. What does it mean, Siyabish? How would it? Because let's say if you take a ruet that was plucked up from the tree, let's say, 10 months ago. The only might be the leaves of the ruet might be leaves of the cicada, certainly in Slavic, but the shevre, which is relatively sturdy, will not be leaves of the cicada unless it will be 5 years old or maybe 10 years old. So it takes a longer time for the shevre ruet to become Slavic than it takes for the omen of the ruet to become Slavic. So there is a shes of shaming that when does a terrible thing of ruet by your age? Only if the shetre is misyavish. But if the shetre is not misyavish, just the leaves, it's not yavish. But other shetre, the Ram says, no. As long as the leaves are misyavish, even though the shetre is not misyavish, so the melee, it doesn't have a deal of yavish. So the melee, those shetre were explained. If yavish means 12 months, even though in regard to Hodes, even if it's less than 12 months, because in regard to Hodes, so you only have the leaves. The thing that has to be considered is only the leaves. And the leaves become your age in a relatively short time. So the melee, even though it's not in this Hodes, so the melee, it has been of your age. Hashem, till you got the ruler. Where you have leaves and you have the shetre, and it takes a longer time for the shetre to dry up. Then it takes the leaves of the ruet to dry up. So there is a shiur of your vessels. But only in regard to it. Anyway, so we have three shiurs. Nikta Mreshe Postle will have a hot. Nifritza Olo of the shetre. Veine Mechubor, you know, the Agude, Kechufye, Shekrim, and Ashkube, and Avodah. So Rashi says that Nifritza Olo of the Pesumun is because it's not hot. Now in the Ritva, you'll take a look at the beginning of the Perek, there is a stirrup. At the beginning of the Perek, the Ritva says that if it's Nifritzo, so then it's possible because it's natural. Then later further, in explaining the different kind of psul. So he says, the Ritva says there are three kinds of psul in the world. One kind of psul is like show the English. That's not an intrinsic soul. That's an extraneous soul. It's not something that relates to the heft. I mean, it's show. I mean, it's an extraneous attribute. It's not an intrinsic. Show is not an intrinsic attribute of the word. As far as the heft of the word, physically, whether show or shalei, it's the same heft as physical. That's one psul. Then another psul is where it is intrinsic, but it doesn't affect the identity of the heft. And then there is a psul that affects the whole identity. It's nothing that means. What's nothing? He mentions three categories because There are three kinds of lulav that we have to consider. We have to consider lulav being rishi, even big lulav. So there, even show is possible. Then there is a mitzvah of lulav benigdosh, kolshim. But big lulav, there is no chiyuv. Usmachtem, ukachtem lochem. Vayim orish in pri tzoda, vikap ismore, vanaf itzove yitzva, vinochal, usmachtem lifnei avishem ole kirechem shidashem. So, ukach tech lochem, vayim orish in pri tzoda, so that is descriptive of the mitzvah of the avomunim, vayim orish in, even bigvulim, midrayitz. But bigvulim, outside of the mikdosh, bigvulim, so there is no chiyuv derayitz bigvulim. But the Mikdosh there is a chiyuv, ulikachtem lifnei Avishem alekeichem, ulikachtem lifnei Avishem alekeichem, shivas yom. So midrashi kol shivo. Now again, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean, lifnei Avishem alekeichem? According to Rashi and most Rishonim, lifnei Avishem alekeichem means in the Mikdosh. But outside the Mikdosh in Yerushalayim, there is no chiyuv, midrashi kol shivo. The shivas Rambam in Perush HaMishnah is, that Mikdosh is called Yerushalayim is called Mikdosh. There is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv in the Raisa to take in Yerushalayim kosher. Whether, according to the Rambam, living is ma'azeh, that the Samidosh does not exist, it's also a chiyuv. That's another shayla. But according to the Rambam, the whole apoches, bizman me Samidosh, or there is a chiyuv to take a ruve, the old meaning, kol shivo in all of Yerushalayim. According to the Rambam, only in the Midosh. Only in the Midosh. So, that's, but there it's in the chiyuv in the Raisa. And then there is a chiyuv of ruve, of esri, so we have the have to take your ruah, kochi, but that's only zeichal mitzvah. So he says, insofar as the mitzvah, the raise of big bully, Yerushi is concerned, so all kinds of psalm apply. Even extraneous psalm that do not relate to the chetze, like shoveh. In respect to the mitzvah, in respect to the mitzvah, of Kol Shiva Midraisa, not Midraisa, but in Migdosh. So then the psul of Shaul doesn't apply because Shaul is an extraneous psul. It's not an intrinsic psul. It doesn't relate to the chepetze, to the nature of the chepetze, the physical chepetze. It's a little thing. I mean, it's only indicative of a certain little situation, whether he is titled or somebody else is titled. It doesn't affect the chepetze intrinsically. It's only extraneously that it affects. Oh, and even extraneously, it only affects it in a legal way, not in a physical way. So that soul doesn't apply to the mitzvah of ruler with the Aisei Kolchiva Mashaiki, all the other soul, let's say like Hodo, or Chose, or whatever it is, all the other psuri that affect the heft physically, so then they apply to Kol Shiva Midrash. And then there is the mitzvah of Rabbonon, Bizman Hazeh, Kol Shiva, so there even the psul of Hodo doesn't apply. But the psul of Hodo doesn't apply, and the psul of Chose doesn't apply, but, suppose it's not a meaning, let's say it's a hodes, that it's not a dasim shaloshim, so then it's not a meaning. So it's like a lemon instead of an aspect. So could anyone say that Kol Shiva or Bigulim or it's only the Rabbanan Zechon and Midosh? So he doesn't have to take an aspect. He can take a lemon too, he can take an orange, he can take a lime, Chas V'Shoel. He couldn't say that because it's not a meaning. So he says, so it applies something that is not a meaning. Or not only if it's not a meaning. So he says, even, let's say, Nifritzuolo. So he says, so the Ritva says, Nifritzuolo, let's say, Nifritzuolo, if it is, let's say, Yovich, so it would be kosher in Kol Shiva, Bilguru, because it's only Zechal Midrash. Because Yovich is the Psul of Hodo. So the Psul of Hodo, the requirement of Hodo applies to the Chiyuv Raisa of Hodo. To Midosh Kol Shiva, but not to the Chiyuv Rabbono of Zechal Midosh. Masha'in Kein, let's say, suppose it's not a Dasam Shaloshim or a Hodeshim, so it's not a meaning. Or even, if originally it had a Dasam Shaloshim, but then the leaves fell off. So it's still possible Kol Shiva, because the identity is destroyed, even though originally it had a Dasam Shaloshim. So he says, Nifritzolov would be possible even in the mitzvah de Rabbonah. Because if it's Nifritzolov, so it becomes deprived, divested of its identity. So there is a sphere between. At the beginning, the Ritva says that there is this why Nifritzolov is possible because it's not Hodo. So if it's not Hodo, so then it should follow that the Yom Tevsheni should be kosher. Yom Tevsheni de Rabbonah, not Yom Tevsheni Migdosh, where it was in the Raisa. But Yom Tevsheni de Rabbonah is Mazeh. So he should be kosher. And then he says that if it's all of will be possible, even Yom Tevsheni, Kol Shiva, Bizmazeh. Why? Because it's like Natadasim Shaloshim. Because it means that the identity was divested of it, if it's Nifritzol. So there is the rest of the Balagoyes mentioned that there is a spirit between the two Ritvos. I think that now there is a machlekes v'sheni, as whether Nifritzolo refers only to the volume of the leg, not to the central knee. He says that is possibly from Katodo, so there the ritual is reference to the case of Nifritzolo, the central meaning was Nifritzolo. But the name only Manak Nifritzolo, whatever Nifritzolo means, whether it means, as Rashi explained it or as Tezer explained it, whatever it means. So there is no change of identity in the Hefzeh, as long as most dreams are not Nifritzel, just the central. So there is no change in the identity of the Hefte. So it's only possible beyond the Frishin because of it's not Odo. And in the Midosh it's possible called Shiva because it's not Odo. Mashain came, Bidwurim, Bismarazeh, or it's only in Rabbanon, it's not possible. And when does the Ritva say that it's possible even the Gurim called Shiva? There it has reference to Nifritzolo of Reivorim. If Reivorim are Nifritzolo, so then it means, so it's like the Adasim Shaloshim, falling off. So even though originally it had Adasim Shaloshim, but they fell off, so then there is a destruction of the identity of the mean. So there, so if Nifritzolo Reivorim, so then it's possible even called Shiva Bidwurim. Right now, Nifritzolo, Mishetrele Mechoborem of Dagude, Kehupi Shikiashko Lavodo, Nifritzolo Mechoborem Mishetrele, so my only father can come to you. Yarn, my only father, Yarn, Jim, Mashetrele, Shon Loring, Tina Babo, for the Mots with Colin, Mishetrele, Lobsholem, Parobi Jonshan, can name, the name Moksha Setter, Kanea being for the portions of foreign, they are shepherds for the British orders, with the Parisic Nanea, in the new one in Duak, and become of my own merit, they will remain to answer with his coin, so born coin, or I will leave it here. Now, for some day, you should go over the Gemore up to Tonorabon, and go over up to the Kata in itself.
Shir Pei Vav in Sukkah, Yud Gimel Iyar Hitov Shin Mem Aleph, May 17th, 1981, on Sunday.
Niktam Reishe. V'chore Meire v'shnei Olin en Tzoy, Hayetzi Mireish Hashem. So, in other words, here on this basis we find two pshati. What does Niktam Reishe mean? One pshati is that it is referenced to most of the leaves if they were chopped up and touched. But if only a newt of the leaves were chopped up on top, even though the central leaf that stems out from the shedre is included in that newt, so it's not possible. Another pshat is that even if just the central leaf is chopped up on top, so it's possible. So nichtam reish lechir amayre b'shnei olin emtsoi, hayetzin reish hashem. Avul kashi, the bigmore komar b'shur ben levi, niklamatiyem es possible. So, in other words, so the Shulam Levi says that if the central leaf was removed, so it's possible if the pshat in the Mishnah is tamreishe, just that if it's chopped off on the top, it's possible. So the Haskama v'chamo, that if it's completely removed, so why does Rabbi Shulam Levi have to tell us that if pshites, even if it wasn't removed, just chopped off, so it's possible. It's all clear. In other words, so Tesis says now that the Pshat in Niktam Reche only when most leaves were chopped off and down. But if just the whole Mtsoi was chopped off, it's not possible. That's one Russian thing. Then Tesis says, Iname is the Chodorabishu and Levi. So the Iname assumes that Niktam Reche implies even if the Olam Tzoyi was chopped off on top. But then the question is, so why does Rabbi Shimon Levi have to tell us that where it's completely removed, the central leaf? So it's possible, it's a pshita, as the Mishnah tells us, even if it was just chopped off, on top it's possible. So, no, it's not such a pshita. In Amit, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ashmilon, Niblo, the Salt of Aito, the Choshe Vodo, Tvein Niktam. In other words, because I could say, if it is there, the central leaf, the Olam Tzoyi, and the chapter, then it doesn't look nice. But if it's not there, so it doesn't affect the appearance. After all, hodor is something that depends upon the appearance. So we could say that it's more gerua when it is there, and chapter, than if it isn't there altogether. If it isn't there altogether, so it doesn't affect the appearance. But if it is there, the Olam Tzoyi, and still you see on top it chopped off, so then it doesn't look nice. So it's not all. Also, the Mashlon, the Mishir Melevi, that not only is it not hodo one when it chopped off, but even when it's not there altogether, it's still not hodo. Alright. Iname, Nibla Achas Matiyemes, Dibi Niktam Nuyivselon, Elohim came in Niktam Ushtayem. In other words, when the Olam Tzoyi come together, so suppose sometimes you find in Lulavim that just one of that double is chopped off, and the other one of the double is not chopped off. Is not chopped off. So in other words, so insofar as Niktam is concerned, so when does it become possible? Only when both members of the double leaves, so are chopped off. But if just one member is chopped off and the other one is not chopped off, it's not possible. But suppose one member of the twin is knit out, then even though the other member of the twin is intact, so then it's kosher. The is knit out, so then it's also possible. Then it's also possible. In other words, so Teitzves mentions Tukshot. According to the first version in Teitzves, Niktam Reishi is only possible when most leaves were chopped up on top, and according to the other two Mishnayos in Teitzves, even if the Olam Tzoyi was chopped up, it is still possible. But the question is, so why does the Mishnah Levi have to tell us that Chiddush, that Niblat Yenis is possible? So, two Mishnayos there. Either because we could say that Niblat Yenis is more of a hodo, is less inconsistent with hodo than Niktam, because Niktam affects the appearance much more than Nital, or because the second teretz is that Enoch Name, that Nital is more inconsistent with Hodo than Niktam. But Niktam is only possible if both members of the twin are chopped off, and Nital even if just one member of the twin is Nital. So in other words, briefly, Teitzves has two pshat, and it's a machlokes b'shem, as whether the halacha of Niktam applies to the central leaf by itself or not. So in Teitzves itself, there are two pshat. And then we have a chiddush in the Teitzves, that where it's Niktam, so even if we say that Niktam of the Olam Tzoyi passes the leaf, so it's only if both members of the twin are Niktam. But if one member of the twin is Niktam, the other one is intact, it's not possible. Niflitzol. Spirin wollen ein, für die Tanja, wie gesagt, du, für die Kuntre ist, schenüch die zum Naschädre, schaloi, wenn er mich obo, in der Laube ja gute, so kommt er, schenüch die zu all of me, that it was completely detached from the Schädre. So how do you keep them together? By tying them together. With a string, with a leaf of a mule. So that's possible. So it's mashmash, the Kohen Rashi suppose it is not completely detached. So then it's not possible. Ela da mashmash also mishti kun kamu nashet. Do we mashmash in the gemara? Dan bimon nifli zu geobit kechufi. The gemara says nifli zu means that he made it like a broom. So in other words, so love him will use this brooms to sweep the floor. So the only shenislus to minashet nashemre hutzumik ki da amrino bigmor oma rabbe lo ilegis idi shulove de ishayim di mishkayre hutzum di habe chatzitzi kelema im uoruchu yeisa mitayi na hove ubo mitatzeitz mitachas lo ikatzeitz veini bagudeh im steile alle alle ki shen nich was na schebre au die aktiz so na goet die morge dem morge mas kommen is not like that that there will not be a soul of aktiz because min be mine is not rentis but rabbe holds that even be mine is rentis so mele rabbe says that if suppose he has the rule of all made so he has the rule of and to the Lulev are tied the Hadassim and the Arots. But the Lulev is very, very long. Very, very long. And he wants to make it smaller. So if, let's say, suppose, here, at the bottom, so the Hadassim and the Arots are tied to the Lulev. That's the Lulev. So he wants to cut it off, to chop it off. From the Ika, the stem of the shepherd, he wants to chop it off. So the way to chop it off is to untie it first and then to chop off the lower portion of the stem of the shebre and then they'll tie the hadassim and the arobes again. Because if you chop it off while it's tied, it's all good. While the lulav is all good together with the hadassim and the arobes, so as a result, of chopping it off here, so some of the leaves, some leaves of the lulav come out right at the end of the lulav. Some leaves come out here, some leaves will start coming out here, some leaves will start coming out here. Now, if he takes a knife and he chops off the lower end of the lulav, while it's all together, Adassim and the Arobes, so mele, some of the leaves that were attached to the shebre, as a result of chopping off, they'll become detached from the shebre, and then these lulav leaves will become interposed between the hodes and the lulav. So now that will be a tzitzit. The Gemara's maskoni is not like Rabbi. That in other words, something that is mine is not a tzitzit. But Rabbi holds even something that is mine, a leaf of a lulav. If, let's say, suppose you have here the lulav, let's say this finger is the lulav, and then this is the hodis, and then you put in a stick, or a thread, you put in a stick between the hodis and the lulav, that will be a chitzit. But if a leaf, a detached leaf of the lulav is interposed between the lulav and the hadassim, it's not a chitzit. But Rabbi's shita is that even mina is a chitzit. So that's why he said. So lulige is ish lulavi b'ishayne, the mishtayne hutze, because as a result of chopping off here, so some of the leaves might be detached from the shelter of the lulav, and then the Gemara calls hutze. So what's the purpose of mention of quoting the whole Gemara, citing the whole Gemara, to point out that hutze is called a leaf of the lulav that is detached from the shebre? So he said, "Tau shnifu shachem." So umna hutzin eisichuki. Kila mina gizel kam. Hai man boi umo b'mechavrei. So Mele is gaining. Sashimi doesn't rule from Ruve. Then he takes and detaches all the individual leaves from the shepherd. And then he joins them together, he ties them together. So he's came there because that's a Shinamaise. He gathered the Ruve, one thing. Now it changed into a bunch of leaves. It's not a Ruve, it's not a unitary thing, the Ruve, it's a bunch of leaves, that's all. So, suppose he gathered already a bunch of lulef leaves, and then, but each lulef leaf is double. So he started to separate one member of the twin from the other. So that's also a she. So we see that chufye, and Gemara uses that word, the lashon of chufye. So chufye means when you start separating the double, the twin, into its individual members, member leaves. So, we call it hutzev ashta chufye. V'hayne shecholet alole volu mishnayim. V'shecholet alole alole fuli. V'ein di mecholet yisom. Shechim derech lasis chufye. Now, so what's this pshat of nifri tzu alo? Tinsves certainly agrees with Rashi. Certainly agrees with Rashi that if he detached the leaves from the shepherd, then of course it's possible. But then it goes without saying that it's possible. But the chiddush of the Mishnah for the Tinsves is even if the leaves were not attached. But all the leaves remained attached to the shepherd. But each individual twin he separated. Now that's nifritzol. So what does it mean? So the case of Rosh points out that he is a Rosh Hatzuke. He says it means if he separated most of the twin leaves into the individual members, it doesn't mean that he has to separate completely, because if he separates completely, so he becomes detached from the shadow also. In other words, he just separated most of the twin leaves, Biruba. So then it's nifritzo. Alright. Composite mitone. Oh no, we didn't even learn the most. Forgot it. Now composite mitone. Leish ne biyontev rish and the leish ne biyontev sheini. Bishle me yovesh. Since the Mishnah says stop. Rule va gozo va yovesh posso. It doesn't say Rule Bagozo Bayovish Posol Yom Tefrish. It says, Rule Bagozo Bayovish Posol. Stop. So what does it mean? Yom Tefrish, no Yom Tefrish. Now, this is a little misleading. The expression Yom Tefsheni is an ambiguous expression. And you see that Tefsheni had a machlekes because of the ambiguity of the term Yom Tefsheni. Because usually when we say Yom Tefsheni, what are we referring to? Let's say in Beitzin, Sechas Beitzin, when Gemara talks of Yom Tefshein. All of Beitzin deals with Yom Tefshein. So what does Gemara mean when Gemara in Beitzin talks of Yom Tefshein? It means the second day Yom Tef. So it's Tzvekeri. Now, but here Yom Tefshein, so it goes without saying, according to all the Shein, that when Gemara says, Koposi Yitona Loishna Yom Tefshein, Loishna Yom Tefshein, so it doesn't mean just the second day Yom Tef. It means every day of Sukkot, other than the first day. So the second day of Sukkot is Yom Tefsheini, the third day of Sukkot, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. So here Yom Tefsheini means starting with Yom Tefsheini. Starting with Yom Tefsheini. And it has reference to all the other days, the other 6 days of Yom Tefsheini. The other days, 6 days of Yom Tefsheini. Now, Gemara says, "Koposig mitone, leish ne biyom tefrish and veloish ne biyom tefshen." So the Gemara says, "Kashe bishle miyov eshado binon velek, elogozlo bishle miyom tefrish and yichsiv lachem mishalachem." Aber wir unterscheiden die Amayro. Omer Rabbi Yechim, Mishim Rabbi Shem Yechoi, Mishim Dehavu, Mitzvah, Bo Amavei. So Rabbi Yechim Gozlu, Vesa Piseach, Vesa Chilei, Gozlu Gemiz Piseach, Ma Piseach, Vesa Betakamte, Av Gozlu Vesa Betakamte, Vesa Nei, Vesa Yishlachi, Vishlu Lefnei Yush, Arik Yach, Vesa Morach, Mono Lav Didei, Elu Acha Yush, Hokan Yedi Yush, Elu Lav, Mishim Dehavu, Mitzvah, Bo Amavei. So there is a whole chapter of Italian in the Gemara. Whether Gozlu beyond Tevshemi is kosher or possible. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishum Rabbi Shem Yechoi, that Gozlu is possible in Tevshemi. Then the Gemara continues. V'yom Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shem Yechoi, Mai Yechzit Kani Yad Hashem Yev Mishpat Zin Gezal Beiro, Moshe Nola Pasal Adom, Shoyim Yer Abdis HaMechas, Omer La'avodo, Tnu Mechas Memuchsi, Omer Leim Al Kol HaMechas Kuli Shalochu, Omer Leim Meni Yom Yed Kolim Yed Rochim, Yavdil Ha'atzim Leim HaMechas, אף אחד לא יבוא חומר, אני עד השם סיניגזל ביירו, ממני יום יבוא בונה ויעצליך לעצמי הגזל. התמנה מאומר הבאמה, יום יש פוסל מפני שהודו, גוזל פוסל משל דהב ומצא בון אביה. So רבי יחנן, רבי שמיחוי, אין רבאמה, they all say that גוזל is פוסל עם יום יושים. Then the Gemara says, הוא טריק את רבי צוב, דומה רבי צוב הנחמני, אומר שמואל, לא ישודו לו ביום תפריש, אבל יום תפשני, מתיך שירו יצא מישור, יצא מיקוסל. So we have a machlekes. So according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbame, Gozlu is posel Yom Tov Sheni, and according to Shmuel, Gozlu is kosher Yom Tov Sheni. So one thing goes without saying, that according to Shmuel, that Gozlu is kosher Yom Tov Sheni, so it means that Gozlu is kosher on the third day Sukkot, on the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. And in Eretz Yisrael, according to Shmuel, so Gozlu is kosher, even the second day Sukkot, because in Eretz Yisrael there is no Yisrael in the evening. The question is, there is a machlekes for Sheni. How about the second day Sukkot in Chutz Lorenz? So there is a machlekes for Sheni. So the Loshna Rambam is, Koleilu Shomarnu Sheim Psuli, מפני מומים שבעל, או מפני גזל וגניבו ביום תפרישן בלבד, אבל ביום תפשני עם שור היומים, הכל כושר. So what does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says, פרק חסמו חסרו ובהלכתס, אבל ביום תפשני עם שור היום? Why does he spell out the second day יום תפ separate? So obviously the Rambam has reference to חוץ לארץ, because insofar as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, there is no difference between the second day Sukkot and the third day Sukkot. In Chutz Lorenz there is a difference, because the second day Bizman Oriye, so the second day Sukkot was Sofik the first day, because they didn't know Bizman Oriye. Now we have no Sukkot now, because we are king between the Alchem. But there is Takoneh Minik HaMisichem Yodechem. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. In the Pshat of the Gemara, when the Gemara says here, Elo Gozlu, Koposik Viton Elo Yishne Biyom Tefrishin, Vilo Yishne Biyom Tefsheini. So, according to Men Rishaini, not Rambam. So when the Gemara says here, Vilo Yishne Biyom Tefsheini, so Yom Tefsheini here means starting with the second, the Yom Tef in Eretz Yisrael, which in effect means the Chiyuv of Lulev, on the basis of Zechal and Mikdosh. And the Gemara does not mean Yom Tov Sheni, the second day Yom Tov Sukkot in Chutz Lorenz. The second day Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Lorenz, the second day Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Lorenz, so then Mitzad et HaKone of Minig HaMisich HaMi Yadeichem is to be treated like the first day. So it has nothing to do with this whole discussion. This is what Adad Rishim is saying. But the Rambam Shite is not. Since the Gemara uses Loshin. Since the Gemara uses Loshin. Koposik Liton Eleishne, Beyond Tefnishin, Eleishne, Beyond Tefsheni. And what does Yom Tefsheni mean, literally? It means the second day. So, it means the second day, Bein in Eretz Yisrael, Bein in Chutz Lorenz. So that means that the Gemara is here implying that there is no Takone of Sveikini Yeime. We got a rule. True, there is a takone of minigabisichem yadechem ligabe miloche, and ligabe there is no takone. There is a takone of minigabisichem yadechem ligabe miloche, and also ligabe, let's say, the second night of Pesach. So in Chutz Lorenz, you have the chuyev to eat matzah and morer like the first night, but ligabe the chiyuv of Lule. So there is no takone of segeri. One thing is sure. Now, how about Shmini Atzeres? Is there a chiyuv to take a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? No. Is there a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Yes. Meisav yasvinon, bruchalim luachinon. But the lulav, we don't take a Shmini Atzeres. So, doesn't that prove that Chachomim did not apply the takone of Minig HaMesich HaMiyadeichem Ligabi Lulev? Because if they had applied the takone of Minig HaMesich HaMiyadeichem Ligabi Lulev, so then there should be a chiyuv to take a Lulev HaShmini Atzeres also. But here we have a Machlokes Rashim, in other words. Although psulim that do not apply to Yom Tev Sheni, let's say, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day, let's say Chosa. Chosa also, it's a Gemara Mufreshet. Rav Hanina beat off from the Esrik, and then after he beat off the Esrik, from the Esrik, he used it for the meat. So, it's a Gemara Mufreshet that Chosa is kosher. And let's say, according to Shmuel, that Gozel is kosher beyond the shade. What does it mean? So it's according to Shmuel, Gozel is certainly kosher. On the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and in Eretz Yisrael, according to Shmuel, it's certainly kosher the second day. How about the second day of Chutz La'aretz? So the Rambam Shita is that since the Gemara uses the Lashon, Lo Yishne B'Yom Tov Rishon, Lo Yishne B'Yom Tov Sheni, and what does Sheni mean literally? The second day. So, Min Hastam, so we could say that when the Gemara uses the Lashon Yom Tov Sheni the second day, the Gemara is referenced to Eretz Yisrael, where the there is only the chiyuv of Zeichel Mikdosh, but or the third day Chutz La'aretz, where only the chiyuv of Zeichel Mikdosh applies. Mashenkin the second day Chutz La'aretz, so there it's Yom Tov Rishon Midrabo. So that the Gemara that is not included in Yom Tov Sheni. That is not included in Yom Tov Sheni. This is what many Rishonim say. And but the Rambam Shita is, since the Gemara uses the expression Yom Tov Sheni, so that means that starting with the second day, whether that's Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, so it has the same status as the third day, the fourth day. Now, the other Sheni holds, in other words, all those psulim that are kosher, and the other days of Yom Tov, where the whole chiyuv is mitzav, zeichel mikdosh, is it also kosher? And the second day. So according to the Rambam, it is kosher. According to the other Rishayim, it is possible. It is possible. Why? So in other words, whether the chiyuv of Sveike the Yeme is applies to the mitzvah of Lulav. Now, even though, so according to the Rambam, it doesn't apply. So according to the Rambam, there is no kashya as to why Shmini Atzeres you don't have to take a lulav. Because the Chachomim didn't apply the takone of Minig HaMesich HaMiyadeichem to lulav. To lulav. Voraye, that anything that is kosher, let's say, on Shana Rabbe, on all the 7 days, mitzad, the mitzvah of Zeichel Mikdosh, is also kosher on the second day in Chutz La'aretz. Second day in Chutz La'aretz. But according to Adon Rishayim Achir Kan Rambam, and we say, that according to Shmuel, Gozel is only kosher and in the mitzvah of Zeichel Mikdosh. So the male in Eretz Yisrael, starting with the second day, so Gozel is kosher. But the Chutz La'aretz the second day, so there we are mechuyev to take an esrik, not only mitzvah Zeichel Mikdosh, but also mitzvah Tzveik Reyeme, mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon, just as our ancestors in Chutz La'aretz on the second day had to take misofik, an esrik. Had to take a sofik and esrik. So maybe they couldn't take an esrik that is gozel because it was a sofik. Maybe it's Yom Tov Rishon. It's Yom Tov Rishon. So we see that Tzveik Reyeme applies to the mitzvah, the takone of Tzveik Reyeme of Minig HaMesich HaMiyadeichem applies to the mitzvah of esrik also. So how is it that we are not mechuyev to take an esrik and Shmini Atzeres? So there is a very simple teretz. I think Teisves says this in Lulav Arovo, because Because what kind of Misrikil Yehina is it, even in regard to our ancestors? What kind of Misrikil Yehina was it, Anshniyat Zeres? When our ancestors, what kind of Misrikil did they have? So they had Misrikil only in regard to the Rabbanon. Because our ancestors were not King Mikviri Alche, so Anshniyat Zeres. So they had Misrikil, whether it's Ishan Rabbe or Shniyat Zeres, maybe it was still Ishan Rabbe. And if it's Ishan Rabbe, so there is a Chiyuv, big bullying. Of taking an esrik mid-raise only in Rishni is big woman, only in Mikdosh, so we are mechuyev to take Kol Shiva. And in Mikdosh they had no Tzvekel Yehine in Mikdosh. Where did they have a Tzvekel Yehine? In Chutzlar as they had Tzvekel Yehine, our ancestors. So Mele, since it's Nigeya only in the Rabbonon, even relative to our ancestors, it was only Nigeya Yisofik in the Rabbonon, so Mele the Chachonim won't be sakin the Takone. Of Minigam Mesechem Yedeichem, when even we got with the ancestors, it was Nigei only the Rabbanon. So even our ancestors did not have to take a Lulev and Shmiyat Zeres, because of Misofik, maybe it's Ishan Rabbi, because Sveiki the Rabbanon Nikule. So why should the Chachonim be Mechayev us to take a Lulev and Esrik and Shmiyat Zeres? So that goes without saying that there is no Sveiki the Eimek at the end of Yom Tov. But at the beginning of Yom Teh, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishon. Oh, so in other words, but, so when the Gemara says, so that goes, that is true according to Rishon, that when the Gemara says, Loishtu Yom Teh Pish, Loishtu Yom Teh Sheni, so certainly Yom Teh Sheni means even the seventh. But according to the Rambam, since the Gemara uses the term Sheni, so it has reference not only to the seventh day, it has reference to the second day too. And not only in the Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Laaretz. So the question is, in Chutz Laaretz, what kind of Ishayim is there? Whether Lulav goes with his kosher or posel? Yom Tov Rishon goes with his posel, it requires Lachem. So maybe Yom Tov Sheni. To our ancestors, it was Isopik. Whether it's Yom Tov Rishon or not. So maybe relative to us too. It should require a hand. So the answer is the Chachomim were not misaken a Takone of Minig Alisichem Yodeichem regardless. Why not? That's a question, but that's the Shigazah. Yes, alright, so the Gemara says Koposim Yitono Reshim Yotu Vish Reshim Yotu Sheini Bishleim Yovesh. So you understand this, why it applies even to Yom Tov Sheni. Now, how does Rashi explain Yom Tov Sheni here? Kopotzi mitone posu lo ishtem Yom Tov Nishin yechiyu ve midraiz. Le ishtem Yom Tov Sheni delesek itil aslo le elo midrabono. Tibi imo rishings. So Rashi explains that when the Gemara says le ishtem Yom Tov Nishin yechiyu ve midraiz, what kind of Yom Tov Sheni is Gemara referring to? The Yom Tov Sheni that is only midrabono. Yom Tov Sheni is Manazeh. The Rambam is Chayyim Kamarashi, and the Rambam Milchames. So the Rambam says that when the Gemara, when does Rabbi Yechanan say, Koposik Litor, Lo Yishnev Yom Tev Nishin, Lo Yishnev Yom Tev Sheni, Rabbi Yechanan has reference to the Yom Tev Sheni that involves the Chiyuv of Lulev, Midraise. What does that mean? B'Mikdosh, Kol Shivo. So that's called Yom Tev Sheni. So that, when, in other words, that this Mishnah, according to Rashi, when the Gemara says Koposik Vitone, Lo Yishnev Yom Tov Nishin, Lo Yishnev Yom Tov Sheni, so the Gemara says Lo Yishnev Yom Tov Nishin, Lo Yishnev Yom Tov Sheni, it means Yom Tov Sheni is Manazeh, which involves a chiyuv of lulev only with Rabbanon, Mishum Zeicha LeMikdosh, Mishum Zeicha LeMikdosh. So there we have the machlekes, whether Gozlim is kosher, Gozlim is not kosher, Rabbi says Gozlim is posel. And the Rabbi Shmuel says Bismarazeh where it's only Rabbanon, so Gozlu is kosher. This is Rashi's pshat, but according to the Ramban, when it's Yom Tov Sheni Bismarazeh, then it goes without saying that all these psulim of Gozlu and Yovesh do not apply to Yom Tov Sheni Bismarazeh. But we hear the Gemara, but the Mishnah here does not discuss the mitzvah of Lulev mit Rabbanon. Here the Mishnah discusses only the mitzvah of Lulev mit Reise. when is there a mitzvah of Gula Midraise? Either Yom Tefrishim Bikvurim, every place in the world, or Kol Shivo B'Mikdosh. So when the Gemara says here, composing the formulation of Yom Tefrishim, Loishna Yom Tefsheini, so the Gemara means, regardless whether it's Yom Tefrishim Bikvurim, or Kol Shivo B'Mikdosh, as long as there is a Chiyuv of Gula Midraise, So Gosul and Yomish is possible. Mashein Kei, Yom Tepshei Bizmanazeh. So they are Yomish is kosher. Why? Because the Psul of Odo doesn't apply to the Mitzvah of Lulev Midrabon. It only applies to the Mitzvah of Lulev Midrais. So it's a basic machlekes. Now, Tinsves also appears that he agrees with Rashi that when Gemara says Loishnev Yontefishin, Loishnev Yontefsheini, so Gemara means Yontefsheini midrabono bismanase, not Yontefsheini midraise, because in so far as Yontefsheini midraise is concerned, so from Tinsves it appears that it's mamesh analogous to Yontefishin midrabono. No difference. Even regard to Lachem, it's mash on Tinsves. In other words, let's say, Shalom is possible beyond the Pshini, but it's kosher beyond the Pshini. How about the Pshini, the Midrash, Kol Shivo, where it's in the Raise? So the Ramban says that Shalom was kosher in Midrash, Kol Shivo, even though it's in the Raise. Even though it's in the Raise. Because the Psul of Shalom is not an intrinsic Psul in the Hefze. It's only an explanatory Psul. It doesn't affect the Hefze. I mean, the Hefze of the Lulev is the same. Whether it's shaloi or naturally, that's only a legal. It's only a legal relationship. The fact that it's shalom. So even the mikdash called shivo. So shalom was kosher according to Raman. From Tesis, it's mashma that the mikdash called shivo show was possible because where it's a human right said. So whatever psul applies to your definition with Bui applies to Kol Shivo B'Mikdosh. Where can there be a difference between Yom Tefrishim and Yom Tefsheini if the Yom Tefsheini is only Midrabon? So then there's a machlekes. This between Shmuel and Rabbi. So but according to the Ramban, where it's Yom Tefsheini and it's obligatory Midraise, like B'Mikdosh, Kol Shivo, so all the psulim, including the psul of Shov. So, according to Rashi and Tesis, where it's in the Raisa, so all the psul, including the psul of Shov, applies to Mikdosh Kolchi. And according to Rambano, if it's Midrabon, so then there is no requirement of it. But when Gemara says here, Bishle Miyovish Hodobin on the Leke, Gemara is referring to Yom Tefsheini, the Raise of the Mikdash Kolchi. But Rashi says, Loishnev Yom Tefsheini lesson in the school of Yom Drabonon, Gemorish exit, Bishle Miyovish, Posol Midrabonon Abe, Kim Dimitzeu, Mishim Zechal Mikdash, Bin Yon Hidom Mitz, Elo, Gozo, Bishle Miyov Tefnish, Mitzil Lachem, Mishil Lachem, Elo Yom Tefsheini, Bizman Hazeh, am I right? Why should the Chachomim be misakim? Bizman Hazeh, which is only a Zechal Mikdosh, that if it's gozel, it's possible. Amar Rabbi Yechem Shem Rav Shem Yechoyi, Mishim Da'ale Bizman Hazeh. So that means that Shol is certainly kosher in Yom Tefsheini Bikur. In Yom Tefsheini Bikur, which is only Rabbah. But gozel is possible because of the Mitzabonah. Now let's see how Rashi explains Mitzabon Aver. Shavle Mitzabon Aver, Shenema, Vaveitzen Gozul Es Apiseya Ves Acheile, Gozul Tuvi Lepiseya, Ma Apiseya Ves Leita Kante, Av Gozul Es Leita Kante, Leish Nefnei Yush, Leish Lachan Yush, Ma Apiseya Shein Leita Kante, Lachas Malakim Yishavum Kogua, Ilomisu, Av Gozul Yalfinu Minei, Deim Leita Kone Lachas Man, אפילו ביוש, ישמינו לו לימור את המייאש, ואומר ביי לו לחיסון כיס, ואף אגב לו ימיק, נאמינו לו כאן, וביקון לו ביוש, ואהב אני די. What does the Gemara say? the tzius is kaming from a kamei. What does the Gemara say then? Achsamaches. Now, Rashi mentions the Gemara of Samaches in the Rukhan. What kind of Gemara is there that Samaches in the Rukhan? That Samaches. Itma. Hameichel is the Yiddish. Hameichel is the Yiddish. So, Rav Nachman Oma Chaya. Rav Shinshin Soma Pot. Rav Na. Now, so first there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Now, if somebody steals a sheir v'seh and he stops paying the chorei, so he has to pay dalde. So Hameichel v'neiyush, Rav Nachman and Machayev, Rav Sheshes and Makor. Then the Gemara says, Michlal v'sova Rav Yenichanem, v'neiyush chayev. לאחר יושמי, רבי יחן ומחי, ולשלוק יש המפות, רבי יחן ומחי חיובי בין לפני יוש, בין לאחר יוש, ולשלוק יש המפות חיובי לפני יושו, אבל לאחר יוש קונה, וישלוי הוא תבח וישלוי הוא מייך. So in other words, so ולשלוק יש says that יוש is כאלה. So ממילא, if יוש is כאלה, so you can damn it. Sells the share of the say, Lachayush, why should you have all the hay? It's his. There is a chiyuv only when he sells a dover agon, but if he sells his, so there is no chiyuv. This is what Rashi says. So in other words, so from Rashi's Rosh it's mashma, that here, Rabbi Yechon and Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, holds that Yush is king. Yush by itself is king. The kasha that is raised against Rashi, why does he quote? He cites the Gemara in Bolakamet of Samaches, and the Gemara is Bolakam Samaches, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as to whether if the Ganav sells the share of the seh, Lach HaYush is chayav or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayav. But Rish Lakish says he's potter. Why does Rish Lakish say he's potter? Because Shalom Tadei Ashoy Omech. But Rabbi Yochanan says, why? Because he was killing the Yush. But Rabbi Yochanan says that he is chayev, but Rabbi Yechon will also be made that if somebody in the Ganef sells something that belongs to him, he's not chayev. So obviously, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Yush grade is kone or not. So how can Rashi say, that's the question that is raised by the Rishonim against Rashi, how can Rashi say, he explained Rabbi Yechon's member Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So he says that Yush is kone. But Rabbi Yechon, and he mentions the Gemara of Samaches and Volokame. According to the Gemara of Samaches and Volokame, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish on that note. And Rish Lakish is the one who says Yush is Kene. But Rabbi Yechon is the one who says Yush is not Kene. And here is the member of Rabbi Yechon. So we can say, here it's not Rabbi Yechon's member of Shmede Dinapshel. It's Rabbi Yechon's member of Shmede Rabshim Yechon. So too, Rabbi Yechon himself holds that Yush is not Kenneth, Yush Kiddi is not Kenneth, but Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that Yush is Kenneth. But it appears from Rashi that Rashi Shita is that this memory This memre assumes Rabbi Yechonon Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that Yush is king. So the question is, Abbas. So he says, Abbas the afternoon, the Itakolach as Mamba through the Yush, the Shamim Mori, the Miyaj, Goma by the Chsonkis, the Abbas of the Yum, the Knam, the Lukam, the Konel, the Yush, Vavni Dei, Vafiloche, Akhul Mizbeach Lei. So the question is, Bishlei Melif Ne Yush, Odom Kiyakhuf Nikem Omrach Mone, the Lavni Dei, El Achad Yush, Hokanya the Yush, Now, I ask you to go over the Mulchamis in Ramban. The Mulchamis mentions another verse in the Gemara. So that will take off the kasha of the cases. In other words, the Russian of the Mulchamis